Friends, it's always nice to see you at Mass. On this third Sunday of Lent, we are presented with the fundamentals of our faith. Our scripture reading, the first reading, is from the book of Exodus. And it's a story of God giving the Jewish people the Ten Commandments. You know, all of us have heard this about Ten Commandments. Our second graders, you know, any second graders in this church? We got one hand up. But our second graders, you know, we learned them during that time, usually because it's time to go to confession. We make our first confession and we learn about the Ten Commandments. And from that time on, in some way or form, we try to live it. And this was given to the Israelites and is given to us as God's plan for happiness. You know, we have this human desire to always ask, you know, what should we do? You know, how should we live our life? Or what does God want from us? Here are these, you know, these Ten Commandments gives us an idea of how God wants us to live. Pretty simple, right? Sometimes difficult to live. It says, if you want to be happy, do not steal. You know, stealing has created misery in people's life. You know, people aren't happy when they steal. Or if you want to be happy, do not commit adultery. And we all know any marriage, if there is adultery in the marriage, they are not living a happy life. And if you want to be happy, keep the Lord's Day holy. Now, sometimes it's difficult for us. I don't know why. But maybe we are not at that point in our life sometimes. But the invitation for us as Catholics, you know, it's a commandment, right? That means God is telling us this is what we should be doing. This is how we should be living. And it is a reminder for us and people who have lived these Ten Commandments and put in practice in their life. And if we live, we know that maybe first, we live the commandments because we must. Then, because we ought to. And ultimately, because we love the life which living the commandments bring. You know, these commandments are supposed to help us to enjoy life. If we fully practice them, right? If we fully live these commandments which God has given us, we will ultimately be happy. And so my prayer is that you reevaluate your life, you know, during this Lenten season, against these Ten Commandments. If you're living it, great, right? Keep on doing it. If you're struggling with it, then, you know, what do you need to change, right? What do we need to change? We have to ask that question so that we can be happy. Our second reading teaches us about the foundational attitude, what it means to be a disciple of Christ. And the symbol that is presented to us is a cross, right? This is what St. Paul says. He says, talking about, you know, he says, but we proclaim crucified Christ, a stumbling block to the Jews and a foolishness to the Gentiles. This cross or the crucifix, right? Every Catholic church has it. A great symbol of our faith, really important symbol of our faith. You know, when I was reading it, I thought about my mother. My mother is deceased now. But every time we left our house, we had a practice. You know, we would put our hand out, and my mother would trace a sign of the cross on our hand. You know, asking Jesus Christ to protect us. Friends, the reading goes on to say, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. You know, when sometimes when we look at the cross, the first thing we see is the suffering. Right? Sometimes that comes to our mind. But we know that it is more than that. It is about Christ giving himself to God and to us. So then to be a disciple of Christ means we learn from him to give ourselves to God and to others. And it may seem foolishness to the Gentiles, the Greeks, and the world because of the, in the mindset of self-centeredness. As Christians, we are called to have a consistent attitude of self-giving. The way of Jesus is self-sacrifice. And so, wives are called to sacrifice for their husbands. Husbands are called to sacrifice for their wives, parents for their children, children for their parents, and the list goes on. Friends, if we learn to live and this, we will begin to be Christians and we will change the world. This is the fundamental teaching, what it means to be a Christian, given to us as a reminder on this third Sunday of Lent. So let us live according to the Ten Commandments and change the world by self-giving and sacrifice.